dictation for Amanda Story, S-T-O-R-Y, September 1179. Addresses a letter to Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Morrissey, M-O-R-R-I-S-S-E-Y, P-A-C, 875-5023. Dear Crystal, follow up for Amanda, chronic kidney disease, underlying lupus and Sjogren's, probably renal tubular acidosis with mild metabolic acidosis and low-level proteinuria, last visit in December. Right now, she denies really no symptoms, no mucosal ulcerations, no problems with dysphagia, no nausea, vomiting, no bowel urinary symptoms, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea. Follows with rheumatology, Mount Pleasant, Dr. Venkatran, Vias in Victor, E-N-K-R-A-T-A-N. Remains on Benlysta, B-E-N-L-Y-S-T-A, and Plaquenil. Has an intrauterine device, no menstrual flow. On Wegovy. Today, blood pressure was high, however, 140 over 100 right-sided. At home is 120 over 70s. She says she's always very stressful when she comes here. No respiratory distress, a letter intestine 4, there is obesity 220, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no abdominal distension or tenderness, no major edema, and non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry is in May, creatinine 1.49, which is baseline for a GFR of 44, stage 3B, labs review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis, underlying lupus, Sjogren's, stable metabolic acidosis, has not required bicarbonate replacement, normal nutrition, calcium, no need for phosphorus binders, no need to change diet for potassium, no need for EPO treatment. She's going to check blood pressure at home, a strong component of white coat, taking immunosuppressants, continue to follow.